This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Well, thank you, Lucius, and thanks to Smoky Maze Barbecue in Mansfield for having us out today as the party continues to roll on. A lot of Tolos from down these parts have come out to say hi. We'd like to see you. If you'd like some delicious barbecue catering, just call Smoky Maze or go to SmokyMazeBBQ.com. Here's Jeff with El Tiempo con Jefe.
I want to know where Mike's been, first of all. That's on the top of my mind.
My mom and dad are here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ooh, where are the Baskies?
They're back there.
Hi, Baskies.
Yeah.
All right.
There they are. Mike Sr. making an order.
Sitting with mom and dad.
Oh, we figured you found the dessert buffet.
No,
look at me, man. Trying to get back to 2:30.
2:03, man. I got the zero and the three. Change it up, finally.
I thought you were trying to fatten up. All right. Let's talk about what defensive players in the NFL really think about quarterbacks when they're allowed to be anonymous. That's when you get the truth. And why the Consumers Electronics Show, is that what it's called?
Yeah, yes, one of my buddies from high school is there.
Why is it hating on the ladies? Why is it hating on the ladies after this song? They pulled the Bilbo.
No.
Yeah, they sure did.
It's the most popular gadget ever. Timeless.
I'll start there because, honestly, I'm way more interested in that topic. So what they got here is the old Consumer Electronics Show where all sorts of new things, you get to go see them, and I don't know, can you buy them? I don't know. But they got stuff.
Prototypes
and
stuff.
And you go, oh, look, cool stuff. This is fun. Yeah. What?
He's my buddy.
Oh, he's there. He's at the Well, I'll tell you one thing he's not going to see there, Mike, and that is the robotic O's vibrator at the CES. It won an innovation award from the company that runs the Consumer Electronics Show, and then it had its position there, and then later they pulled it. They said, sorry, we made a mistake. It's not allowed to be there. That's obscene. It's gross. And as you can see, this is the picture of it, Mike. Do you think that's gross?
Yeah, it looks like what they look like.
just a little Bilbo situation. A lot of movements, a lot of vibrations.
Very appropriate.
Things of that. Yeah, so the company, after they pulled it, and the manufacturer of said Bilbo was like, yo, what are you doing? Like, we won an innovation award from you guys. We had our little spot there, and you guys took us off the shelf.
What was so different about theirs, that particular design? Is it ergonomically correct? Or
it's a great question. If that shows up later, I'll let you know.
Okay.
But apparently.
Maybe I was thinking about making a purchase. You know, is it available on Amazon?
Well, it's not for you.
I know.
Okay.
I'm aware of that.
Well, yeah. I guess it could be.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to shame anyone. You can do whatever you want. We've got one.
Sometimes presents like that can be very appreciated.
Yeah.
You never know what kind of avenues it can open up.
The problem is the better it gets, the more it makes our task more impossible.
Yes.
We don't have batteries.
Great point.
We can't do
Lucius
twists.
Has been a spokesman about that for years,
yeah,
I believe.
Sure enough.
That's unfair.
The product does not fit into any of our existing product categories and should not have been accepted, is what the company, whoever runs the electronic show, said. They said, we've apologized to the company for our mistake. But our lady, Laura DiCarlo, she said, hey. She said there were lots of other female-oriented products in the award category that we won. Two robotic vacuum cleaners, a robotic skateboard, four children's toys, a shopping companion robot.
Yeah, sorry, honey. We're just not a porn convention. Was that their
answer? Whoa. They did not call it honey because that would be sexist.
I know. But when you are claiming false sexism, you are begging to be called honey.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm going with.
She says that their little toy, the O's, O-S-E, O-C, O's, she says it clearly fits the robotics and drone category. CTA's own expert judges agree. They designed it along with a robotics laboratory at Oregon State. 8 patents pending for robotics, biomimicry, and engineering feats. So this thing must do flips and
sounds
all sorts
next level.
Yeah, it must be real badass. So anyway, she says there's a double standard happening here. This is top secret stuff, but there's a double standard, it turns out, at the Consumer Electronics Show, because check this out.
Uh-oh. Hammer's about to get dropped.
When it comes to your sexual health products targeted at men versus women, men's sexuality is allowed to be explicit with a literal sex robot in the shape of an unrealistically proportioned woman. And
virtual reality porn.
What?
Is right there along the aisle.
Okay, I take the honey. I take the honey back now at this point. She's got a great point.
She's properly offended here.
Yeah, she is.
They are being hated on. And I couldn't find a picture of the robot that she's talking about that was out of proportion that I'm
curious
about.
Intimacy robot designed and geared towards males and that is being banned, then I think she's got a clear discriminatory case.
Yeah,
lawsuit.
The VR porn room last year was visited more than 1,000 times on the first day, so people were way into that. Which we've already seen that, right? Isn't that what they were doing in Demolition Man? You guys seen Demolition Man?
With Rocky Balboa?
Yeah, when Sylvester Stallone and was it Sandra Bullock? Whatever the lady was.
I don't think I watched that one.
And was Wesley Snipes in that?
Yeah, heck yeah, he was.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, he was awesome.
Everything was Taco Bell, right?
There was only one restaurant. Yeah, Taco Bell survived the franchise wars. Yeah, so even if you went to a nice dinner, you went to Taco Bell.
And then in Underground World, they would serve rat burgers.
Yeah, whatever they had, whatever they could find. But the underground people were the real people. The people living up top were living a fake life. It was terrible.
Did you see this at the CES?
What's that?
The Wall.
Yeah, all I know is that Amanda told me there's a bunch of cool TVs there, and I can't even click the link.
There's a Samsung came out with a 219-inch TV called The Wall.
Gavin, would you rather have that or the biometric dong?
I'll take the wall, thank you. Yeah, okay. Tough one. I imagine this has got to be worth $150,000
or so. It doesn't say the price, at least on this article here. It just says that they are showing off. It might not be out for sale yet. Maybe they're saying, hey, we are about to put this out for sale. The more than 18-feet TV here.
Mike, I hate to do this, but I have to interrupt you at this point in the broadcast because I've been delivered a message from the audience. They said we would like a shut up mic. So if you could shut up, that'd be great.
Right on cue.
And also a shut up Smokey Mays.
Oh,
so
what?
Shut up Smokey Mays.
All right.
But I mean that with all due respect.
You get
Please
what you want.
Keep bringing me delicious food. It's outstanding.
I thought the proprietor was handing you a note saying, excuse me, sir, but this is a family establishment.
There
could
are
you change
children
the topic?
Here. Yeah, but if anybody here has kids that want to see a picture of the toy that's been banned, man, I tell you what, the display picture's great. It's like sitting on the ledge of a pool with like just little drops of water running down the side. It looks incredible.
It's classy.
Yeah, it's very classy.
Modestly sized.
Okay, welcome.
Which always is comforting.
To our sports show.
Yes.
Okay. The Athletic did this thing where they, in 25 different NFL cities, they had their different reporters. They said, hey, here's what we want to do. Go into the locker room. We got 10 questions about quarterbacks. And we want you to only ask defensive players who's the most overrated, underrated, all these different things. And with anonymity, people tell you the truth sometimes. And so we go through the results. I want to see what your guys' answers are to these questions. And then I'll tell you if you agree with NFL players. Which quarterback would you least like to face in a big game?
Aaron Rodgers.
Great one for the Cowboys. I guess I will go with Tom Brady just because of the Atlanta Falcons game.
Congrats,
recently.
Guys. You handled the easy question well. Brady was first. Rodgers was second. Breeze was third. Mahomes was fourth. Which quarterback would you most like to face in a big game?
Oh, gosh. Matt Ryan?
Yeah.
I mean,
so,
do we get to pick Nathan Peterman? Like, do we get to pick like the worst quarterback in the NFL?
Good question, Mike.
Here's the interesting part. Based on the responses, yes, you can. And you could tell the different – like some of them were like me, and they were like, in a big game, I'd like to play the worst quarterback. And some people were like, oh, the biggest game? I want to go beat so-and-so.
Oh,
so number one was Tom Brady. Number two was Nathan Peterman.
Okay.
I like it. So you had two different types of people there.
Was Eli in there?
Yeah. No, it was Brady, Peterman, Rodgers, then Winston, Bortles, Breeze, Mahomes. So all over the map.
Yeah.
Who
Monster Hunt.
Is the most underrated NFL quarterback?
Man, I'm going to have to bring up Philip
Rivers
standings.
Philip Rivers was second on the list as the most underrated
nice pull,
quarterback.
Mike.
That was a good pull.
Well, you're showing off
you said
in front
how underrated
of
he was. That's why you kind of stick up for underrated quarterbacks. Oh, gosh. Also in the NFL, underrated quarterback.
Dak.
Dak didn't even receive votes. So I guess people think that he gets his proper respect.
Okay.
Or
Foles.
They don't think he's any good. Number one is a guy who refs really don't like to throw flags, even
Cam
when he gets
Newton.
Hit in the face. Cam Newton is number one. Philip Rivers is number two. Interestingly, Alex Smith is number three, who didn't have a great year this year. Had a phenomenal year 2 years ago. Others receiving
votes.
He's
hard to tackle, though. He doesn't turn it over a lot. I think if you're a defensive player, he's frustrating to you.
Others receiving votes were Russ, Mitchell Trubisky, Breeze, and Lamar Jackson. Who's the most overrated quarterback in the NFL?
I bet these are by quarterbacks?
These are by defensive players.
Defensive players.
They're going to say Tom.
I think that's where I was going to.
He'll get the most votes.
Ben Roethlisberger. I bet he's disliked by a lot of people.
Yes. Tom got sixth place. Ben got no votes.
The most overrated quarterback in the NFL. Flacco?
Would they vote the 49ers guy?
Flacco is third. No votes for the guy
Jimmy
who doesn't have a knee. No Jimmy G.
Ryan?
Matt Ryan was fourth. But numbers one and two.
Kirk Cousins?
Is Kirk Cousins.
Nice.
And number two may or may not go to the Hall of Fame. And
Eli.
He shouldn't. Eli Manning is number two. Who is?
I love listening to Tank talk about playing against Eli.
I love listening to talk about anybody he's playing against.
Yeah, that's good.
He's like, yeah, I like to snatch their soul out of their body and then stomp on their carcass. My favorite was when they said, well, what? He's like, I don't like quarterbacks. And somebody asked him, well, what about Dak? And he said, well, he's on my team, but he knows if he wasn't, I'd hate him. And he understands. Most impressive quarterback under the age of 25. This one was a blowout.
Pat Mahomes.
Pat Mahomes got 72% of the vote, then Goff, then Deshaun Watson. Who is the most impressive rookie quarterback?
Dap it up.
There you go. Nice job, dude. They're in the playoffs next year.
60%. Sam Darnold got 21%. And then they threw this curveball. Should Colin Kaepernick be on an NFL roster? What percentage said yes?
I saw the headline. It's 95.
95%. Okay. So if you could pick one NFL quarterback to replace with Kaepernick, who would you pick?
Wow.
You're saying, like, what team?
Who needs him?
You're just asking a defensive player, like, who has a terrible quarterback that
should probably get him? The Buffalo Bills. Oh, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
You guys got it. You did it. You nailed it. It was Bortles and then Peterman.
Okay.
Which backup should be a starter?
The guy in San Francisco?
Which Mullins? One? Chris Mullins?
Or C.J. Beathard, because they're both. The answers they came up with was Nick Foles. This was before he became the starter. A lot of people voted, I guess. Then Teddy Bridgewater, and then the great Ryan Fitzpatrick. And which quarterback is most dangerous on third down?
The players
didn't know the stats, I don't think.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yep, they went with Aaron Rodgers in a landslide.
Russell Wilson was going to be
Russell
like
Wilson was
that.
Second, okay. And Pat Mahomes was third in their vote. And Packers been 22nd this year on third down, but Rodgers is still the one they don't want to play. And I'm going to say, wait, no. Which quarterback would you most want as your teammate in the locker room?
Quarterback, Dak. Mm-hmm. If they're paying attention, that is the right answer.
Dak's a great.
They're
vote.
Not paying attention.
Cam Newton.
Cam Newton got third place. Tom Brady got second. And the winner, despite the dude on The Bachelor's feelings, was actually Aaron Rodgers.
All right.
Most defensive players said they would want to have. And then Cam Newton, by the way, who got third on would most want as your teammate, also got first in who they would least want as their teammate.
Wow, very interesting.
So, very polarizing, that Cam Newton.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.